Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I have the pleasure of speaking with Hervé from Cognac Bach Gabrielsen. So for our listeners, who are you and what do you do?
I am Hervé Bach Gabrielsen, as we say in French, but the Norwegians say Bach Gabrielsen. And this is important to know as my family comes from Norway and my great-grandfather, who was the founder of the company in 1905, was also my great-grandfather. And still today, we have a very important business link with Norway and family link also. We still have some family there. And our brand, Bach Gabrielsen, is very famous in Scandinavian countries. So my great-grandfather settled the business in 1905, as I said, and the same year he got married with a French lady from Cognac. And together they got three sons. One of them was my grandfather, who got also four children, and then one of them was my father, Christian, who took over. And then he passed the baton to me in 2009. So I am the fourth generation of the same family managing the business. And we are also the sole shareholders of the company. So the company is still 100% family owned.
Great.
So okay. We are established in Cognac town, as we say, and we have a very traditional offices in Cognac, and our blending and aging operation in a small village in Bordeaux, which is called Lousac-Saint-André. And we have a network of customers in today 37 countries. It has been growing the last 20 years due to some hard work, of course, and also some innovation process for some of our cognacs, and also the development of the duty-free business, especially in the Scandinavian countries.
And so what cognac are we tasting today?
We have the pleasure to offer for tasting our Exo Thomas Prestige, which is Exo, so it means it is at least 10 years old, minimum 10 years old, but this one is actually 25 in average. It's fine champagne, so it means fine champagne means it's a blend of Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne, which are the two most prestigious districts in Cognac region. And fine champagne, because in the blend there is a blend of minimum 50% of the Grand Champagne. So in our case, it's 70% of Grand Champagne and 30% of Petit Champagne for an average age of 25 years.
May I ask, who is Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas was the founder of the company. So that was a kind of tribute to him to name this cognac according to his first name. And that was also, on a marketing point of view, a good way to differentiate this XO from our XO Fine Champagne Classic that we have on the domestic market. This Exo Thomas Prestige we have only on duty-free markets.
How would you describe the style of this Exo Thomas Prestige?
It's fine champagne means already that we are already on the delicate and flowery style compared to some of our cognac. So I would say it's about flower, spices, and delicacy. Fine champagne in general needs a lot of time to give the potential, you know, Petit Champagne, Grand Champagne, minimum 10, 15 years to age properly. And this one is at the pinnacle of its process, in our opinion. So it makes very good balance between the spices and the fruitiness of the young cognac. So I think, I would say for 25 years old, it's a very good example of what can very good fine champagne can deliver.
What is it about cognacs from the fine champagne, or this specific blend, that deserves its own AOC?
Well, I think it's a matter of terroir, of course, but also a matter of business, because we know that we have in our region a specialist of the fine champagne, and we know it's Rémy Martin. And this brand, this house, has been able, I think, to make sure that the guidelines of the AOC was fitting their needs also, I guess. But I think fine champagne is also the possibility of using Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne, which can be, in a way, confusing. So making a fine champagne for a négociant, for a cognac house, which aims to be able to blend some different cru, some different terroirs, to make this sustainable quality with the fine champagne, I think. That was, in my opinion, it's a very good combination also of Grand Champagne, which is very delicate, and Petit Champagne, which can be a little bit more rustic sometimes, but still, it's very light and delicate.
And so for the house in general, Bach Gabrielsen, when you're sourcing eau-de-vie and sourcing cognac. Are you working with the same producers year after year, or is it a mixture of exploring, finding some new ones, and always going back to the same classic producers that you tend to source from?
Actually, we have a master blender, Jean-Philippe Berger, who is working for us for 1989, so it's a long time now, and is a very curious guy. So we say that in our range of cognacs, we have some cognacs which are like pillars, you know, milestones of the range, and Exotomat Prestige has been, I think, created between 2007, 8 maybe. So it's now 15 years that it does exist, and it has been one of the top 10 sellers in our range. So I would say for those cognac, we have some suppliers which are fixed in a way, and they are giving the same kind of cognac every year to us, and this is the base for Exotomat Prestige. So to answer your question, we have a base of 151 growers from who we source every year a fixed quantity of cognac. And sometimes we have the possibility also to buy from other wine growers, distillers. And sometimes, depending on the style of the cognac, we can, in addition to the classic range, which includes Exotomat Prestige, we can also have special releases like the limited edition, like a dry and rustic, like a limited edition that sometimes we launch on the market. So those limited editions are most of the time linked to a certain quantity of cognac that we found very interesting by itself, and we don't want to blend it. Those cognacs can come from new suppliers or not the same kind of suppliers as the classic ones.
Do you impose anything in terms of distillation on your growers, or you especially like how they work and you receive the eau-de-vie based on how they distill?
Yeah, we have some guidelines, of course, because every cognac house has a style, and Bakke Gabrielsen has a style also, and our style is actually smoothness and fruitiness. So we like the distillation with yeast. We recommend that, and we also like to have a certain amount of yeast in the wine. But I would say those guidelines, they are true, and we want our partners to respect it. But in the same time, we are very respectful for their work, and we don't want to pretend to know their work better than they do. So we will, of course, listen to them. And the most, which is also very important, is to have a true dialogue.
And for this Exotomat Prestige, do you know how much time it's spent in new oak and then old oak?
Yeah, new oak is basically 12 to 16 months in our company. What we do is with our wine growers, we give them the cask. So this is part of the contract we have with them. They put the cognac, just distilled cognac, in our new oak cask. And then we will keep those casks after 1, 2, 3 years. And then it will become old cask, obviously. And this old cask will be also used to continue the aging process. So let's say 12 to 16 months in new oak and then old oak cask.
So for your particular cellars, are they humid, dry, a little bit of both?
Mostly humid, actually. We love the cellars close to rivers, to the Charente River especially. So yeah, I would say smoothness is given also by the humidity rate for cognac. The smoothness is one of the tasting profile characteristic of Bakke Gabrielsen. So we are looking for humid cellars, yes.
And the alcohol level of this Exotomat Prestige is 40%. Can you give a defense for why it is still interesting to bottle cognacs at 40%? Because we're starting to see a lot of overproof stuff, but there still are really good reasons for bottling at 40%.
There is a reason behind the 40% in the appellation, in the cahier des charges, in the guidelines of cognac. So I would say 40% is, in my opinion, one of the perfect balance between alcohol strength and fruity taste and components taste. It's also interesting to go up and down in the alcohol content and see what is the impact. But 90%, 95% of the cognac for sale in the market are 40% still. And I think there is a good reason for that. But no problem for us to make a cask strength. No problem for us. But cask strength is not for every cognac drinker also. So
of course.
One cognac for every taste, and I would say Cognac Thomas Prestige XO is a very good cognac for people who know cognac, but who want also to simply enjoy their cognac.
So before we get to a tasting note, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the current dry goods situation and how difficult it's been the last year and even right now?
Yeah, dry goods is a new situation, and we were used also to the liquid out of stock situation. But you know, actually, we are lucky in a way that our suppliers, our cognac suppliers, they are quite loyal to us, and I think this is also due to the fact that we have a good communication with them. So far, we have never faced any kind of tricky situation with the cognac sourcing. But the question with the dry material, yes, it has been tough, still tough, actually, due to the fact that it's a combination of inflation, combination of a post-COVID situation, and also logistic problems due to some reasons. You know, in some harbors in China or harbors in the US, they just miss tons of guys for making the custom clearance. They miss tens of thousands of drivers to drive the goods in the territories, because nobody wants to do that anymore. They are lacking that kind of jobs, and it has a huge impact on the supply chain, actually. The lead time to get your dry materials is going from a few weeks 1 year ago, or 3 years ago before COVID, to today we can wait for 4, 6, 7 months. Yeah, that's a huge impact on our sourcing supply chain. And also the bottles were also a huge problem due also to Ukraine, because Ukraine was a country where a lot of glass makers were producing the bottles. So it took some months to make it a little bit better, but it's still tough. And also the impact of the energy cost is huge on this industry. Glassmaking is about energy, you know, because you need a lot of gas to burn the sand and to make the glass and create it. And the problem is that this energy is very expensive, and it has a huge impact on our cost. So we have to think long term. And I'm sure that situation with inflation, with this shortage of dry supply will come to an end in a few months or a few years. I don't know, but we will still be there.
Let's get to a tasting note. How would you describe the nose and the palate of this XO Thomas Prestige?
XO Thomas Prestige is a very typical from Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne. So I would say very delicate in the nose. You don't feel the alcohol that much. 25 years of aging makes also this tasting profile, aroma profile, very delicate. That's the first thing. So you can understand and you can feel also the combination of wooden notes and the fruity notes. To me, it's orange peel and dark chocolate tasting profile, at least in the aromas, combined with good toasted wooden notes, I would say. The length of this cognac is also exceptional. And the length, not everybody knows that, but the length can be enjoyed also with the nose. If you smell the cognac, you can already enjoy, and you can already say it's going to be a very long cognac. And then when it comes to the tasting, I think it's quite well combined between the alcohol and the wooden structure. So it makes something which is, in my opinion, quite smooth compared to average cognac. Very smooth, easy, mellow, to easy to drink, but in the same time, quite complex in taste with this citrus aroma, a citrus taste, in my opinion, and also dark chocolate coming then to coffee beans aromas also.
Fantastic. So Hervé, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your explanations. I wish you happy holidays. I hope our listeners really enjoy this cognac. Thank you. And
thank you.
Bonne fête.
Merci, Taylor. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day and another cognac. Au revoir.